Croatia is heading to Eurovision 2024 with Rim Tim Tagi Dim. That is the right order of words, by Baby Lasagna. But are we gonna gobble him up? Let's review Eurovision. So, Baby Lasagna is perhaps the most interestingly named artist at this year. I would say actually Angelina Mango is a pretty funky name, but second, well, she was born Angelina Mango. Unless there was quite a horrendous accident at the registry office, I don't think this person is called Baby Lasagna. But Baby Lasagna is going to the Malmö stage with a completely self-written song, Rim Tim Tagi Dim. I always get that wrong. It was until just a few days ago, at the time we were recording, it was the big favourites to win Eurovision 2024. What do we think of it?
I can see why it is a favorite to win. I think it's very much in that kind of cha-cha-cha ilk. I mean, I love it. I just say it's so energetic. It's so kind of fun. Lyrics are in English, so everyone kind of knows that he's, trying to meow to his cat and talk about selling his cow. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's got a real kind of sing-along chorus. It's just got that kind of mass appeal of that kind of genre of song. I think possibly my only got the live vocals aren't great in the kind of versions that I have seen so far, which is probably kind of my main concern with it. Because I do think actually, if you're going to send, a kind of tongue-in-cheek, silly, energetic song, you actually do still need to be able to perform it really well live. It isn't kind of just enough to have a kind of, bonkers staging and some kind of funny lyrics. So that would be kind of my main concern, but it's definitely kind of one of my favorites of the year. It's just completely mad, and yeah, I love it.
Oh,
Uh-oh, here comes the clash.
here comes the
The
argument.
Scrooge.
Oh, I absolutely hate it. I hate it really. It's one of my least favorites this year. I cannot remember, and I said this with Croatia's one last year, and I gave them a one last year, so I'm not gonna go. I prefer it to last year, but that's saying I'd rather, like, as I've said before, lick a cow pat than eat it. I don't like Croatia's entries at Eurovision. And I've got nothing against the country of Croatia. I've always wanted to go. The people apparently are very, very nice. But they just, there's, I just don't get their entries ever. And this is another one. I think it is genuinely obscene that this is being talked about as a potential winner. It's absolutely disgraceful because there's no, I mean, oh, it's infuriatingly shit. I like the
No,
music.
but like, why is this kind of so different to something like Cha Cha Cha?
Because I just think, and that's the point. That's exactly the point. So, oh, I've been grouping in a few of the videos this year. This year's crazies. The Netherlands, this, Finland, and Estonia. And I don't like Finland either. The Netherlands I put up with, and I love Estonia. But of the four, they're all competing for the crown of this year's Cha Cha Cha. They're all trying to go for the slightly mental one that everyone's going to get behind. And whereas the others are crazy, this is stupid. And it's stupid because it just, the lyrics are just mental. And it's, don't, before you get at me in the comments, I do completely understand what this is about. And it's a very important issue of very high youth unemployment in Croatia. It's all about the Croatian economy. It's all about people having to pack up. Young people having to pack up from the countryside, from their rural communities, from wherever, and migrate in order to find work and make a better life for themselves. I think it's a really important subject. It deserves to be treated, respectfully, and it's a very interesting song to, it's a very interesting subject to go into a song about. But I think that is completely lost by talking about a sort of like what, like licking your cat and selling your cow and saying bye to your mum and dad and stuff like that. It's completely lost in the stupidity of it. And Cha 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 at least had a kind of like, At least it was fun. This is just it's got no real rhythm to it. It's got nothing to sing along to because it's just not.
No, go, that's nonsense. The chorus. You've got that. There's no going back, and you've got the back. Like, come on. That is
No,
what
no.
people will be absolutely singing along to.
I
There is
don't think so. But
no
when
two
will
ways
you
about it.
might be singing along to it, but does it stick in your head? Seriously, if
No.
when the recap comes round, the cha 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 that is just catchy. There's nothing about this that I think is catchy. It's just silly. And the live vocal and the live performance is just bad. And I think actually that's where the cha 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 comparison gets worse because this isn't even being subtle in trying to be cha cha cha. It's not even being subtle. It is trying to do the same thing. It's just him flailing about. It's all the colors. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I actually think this is, I mean, one of the favorites to win. I don't, I, there is no scenario I see where this is winning because the juries will hate it. And I actually think, yes, Cha 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 did very, very, very well last year. It was one of the most, I think, the most popular television winner ever. I think people will. I mean, one of the cardinal rules of Eurovision for me is the same song never wins 2 years in a row. And obviously, Finland didn't win last year, but in terms of the impact that it's had on public consciousness and the fact that people remember it, I mean, it effectively is a winner. And I think people will remember that when they're watching this, will see this for what it is as a complete copycat but shitter, and will reject it accordingly. I do not see this winning at all, and it doesn't deserve to. Utterly, it's a disgraceful entry,
Oh my
and
God.
I hate it. It's not my least favorite of the year. There's a rant.
No way you're going to be more irate than
There is a
this.
rant worse than this coming. Buckle up.
Lord.
But I think I genuinely, as I said at the beginning, I think it is obscene that this is being talked about as a potential winner. It's a disgraceful entry. Utterly awful. Anyway, that's me.
Anyway. You're getting a bit ahead of yourself there. You've got to do the semi-final bit first.
Oh God! Anyway, if you're not sick of hearing my voice, anyway, it is performing in the first semi-final. I can't actually remember where. You'll see on the graphic on your screen.
Seventh.
It's performing. Oh, she's
Seventh.
on it. It's performing seventh in the first semi-final. It's the semi that we all kind of assume is the weaker of the two. Do we think it's going to go through? And I mean, I'd like to hazard a guess at what your score is going to be, but do let me know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously going through to the final. I think unless those live vocals are kind of worked on quite a bit, I don't think it's going to do as well in the final as is kind of predicted to, because I just don't think the juries will go for it if you know he doesn't sing it well. I think if they can kind of clear that up a little bit, then it's absolutely kind of up there. But I'm yeah, it's for me it's not a winner based on the kind of live vocals so far, but for me personally it's an 8.5, 8.5, 8.5.
I was expecting a nine, so
Well, I like to keep you on your toes, you know.
very much kept on your toes. I came into this video planning to give it a three. I've kind of talked myself into giving it even lower, so I'm going to give it a two. I think it's ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. You know, a very worthwhile subject matter has been to use the British politicians' term "spaffed up the wall" on a ridiculous entry like this.
Come on, if they had done a ballad about youth unemployment in the countryside and how everyone had to pack up and leave, there was absolutely no way you'd be there going, oh, this is such an important message, it should absolutely be in the final. This is great. You'd be going, boring, boring,
Quite possibly,
next. Yeah,
but
come
I
on.
think it's been completely lost in the madness of it, and I think it's without merit. And again, to echo what I said before, I don't think this is the winner. And that's not me saying this from a place of I really, really don't like. I genuinely do not see how this could possibly win, because I mean the jury's got behind Finland last year, but I still think this is just objectively is a worse song. But I don't even think the jury's going to give it more than 150 that they gave Finland. And again, the televote is going to see this for what it is. They're going to see it as a copycat of Finland's entry last year. They're going to see it as worse, and they're going to reject it accordingly. So it's not even going to get a landslide televote win. And even if people did like it as much, there are more entries like this year to split the vote, because there's so it's not going to get it's this is not going to be the landslide winner that it needs to be to overcome what it the deficit that it's got with the juries. So no, this is not going to win. And if it does, I'll be really, really fucking pissed off because it doesn't deserve to win. And there are plenty songs. Watch back our Swiss video. There's Ukraine, there's Italy. There are plenty fantastic entries this year that do deserve to win, and this very much does not. So yeah, it's a two for me. And
Dearie
yes, this is
me. Well,
100% going to go through to the final. Sorry, I didn't add that. It's
there
true. It doesn't deserve to, but it will.
we are. Let us know. Are you Team Emily or are you Team Jack in the comments? That's
The internet is going to be behind me.
what
I'm
we
not even going
think.
to. I can't even guarantee the comments are going to be open for this one because I know I'm just going
If
to get
you want more of Jack's bad views, don't forget to like and subscribe and click the little bell notification so you get
outrageous.
notified every time he can give another. He can
Absolutely.
hate on a song.
Well, also, you'll want to subscribe as well to find out which one I hate more than this.
Yeah, that's
The one
true.
song that I
Give the
genuinely
people what they
consider.
want.
Yeah, you'll find out one song this year. I hate this. There is one song this year that I consider evil. So tune in for that.
Good Lord. Well, if that doesn't make you want to subscribe, what will? That's it from this episode. Thanks very much for watching, and we'll see you next time.